John Walsh, everybody knows you. If they don't know your name, they definitely know your face. You're from Waterford Maithai. Tell us what's happening this week.
Okay, we have a team of five from our gym, Waterford Maithai, that are on a 13-person team going to the World Championships, the IFMA World Championships in Abu Dhabi on Wednesday.
Paw on the Dacia.
What an undertaking.
World Championships.
Yeah, they've done really well. They've trained really, really hard. So hopefully now we get the results that they, I think, they deserve.
This is super. Okay, so we're going from maybe starting beside me. I'll get you all to introduce yourselves. So this lad here is your mic. You need to lean right in there. So you start. Give me your name, your age, and where you're from.
My name is Shay Moore. I'm 12 years old and I'm from Moongoyne.
Good man, Shay. Yourself?
My name is AJ Kylie. I'm 14 and I'm from Ballybeg.
My name is Leah Kinsella. I'm 15 and I'm from Ballybeg.
My name's Casey Farrell, I'm 15 and I'm from Piltown.
My name's Evie Hearn, I'm 16 and I'm from Kilcone.
This is super. Guys, who's the big talker here? Liam, I'm looking at you instinctively, actually. I don't even know why I know this. I just know you are. Leah, what day are you heading off this week?
So we're leaving Waterford at 3 a.m. like Wednesday morning, so like Tuesday night.
Nearly up as early as
you may as well do our job for us while you're up. You may as well. Are you going, like, you're obviously all flying over together?
So we're flying from Dublin, and then I think we get over in Abu Dhabi like the 10th, and then the fights don't start till like the 13th, so we have a few days.
And do you know who you're going to be fighting? Have you got your sort of timetable and stuff yet?
Not yet. So when we get over there, we like register, and then it'll be like drawn like online, like who you're fighting, because there's like multiple people in your category and it's done like in brackets.
I'd say that's a bit daunting, is it?
Yeah, so we won't know till we're over there.
Leah, it costs a lot of money to head off. I mean, you think one person flying over costs X amount of money for all five of you to go over, plus however else. How are you affording this as a club?
So we all like made our own GoFundMes where we had to try raise like a certain amount of money, and then the gym like did loads of fundraisers like helping us pay as well.
So super. This is very much a group effort.
Very much a group effort.
Yeah, we did really good, and thank you for anyone who like donated. We made like over how much we needed.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Shay, I'm going to ask you to have a chat with me because I booted you out of a seat a minute ago and I feel quite bad about that.
He's trained in martial arts.
I wouldn't mess with him on a dark alley. Shay, tell me how you got involved in Muay Thai. It's a phenomenal sport.
I started off in kickboxing, but then I wasn't getting much fight, so I joined Muay Thai.
You wanted the action, did you?
Yeah. He was going to expand his horizons.
He was, yeah. Future prospects.
Well done.
Career
well done.
Path. Yeah. Do you love it? Like, would you be frightened? Would you ever think, geez, I can't do this? Or are you just razor sharp tunnel vision?
Yeah.
Good man. Is there anyone else in your family who does this?
My brother does boxing.
Okay, so would you practice at home now, anything like that? Would you? What's the dinner table like?
A bit.
Mashed potatoes,
well,
absolutely flying.
Jews, yeah.
Casey. Grab the mic there for me. I'm distracted because you have the most beautiful hair. Casey, tell me how you got involved in Muay Thai. It's something that in the last few years has risen in popularity. Love to see girls getting involved more in sports. It brings me genuine joy. How did you get involved?
Well, my mum's friend actually recommended the place because we're from Piltown, so it's like a half an hour away.
It's a bit of a spin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my mum's friend recommended it and I joined it just to like get healthy and like self-defense, but then I just loved it, like, and I never wanted to stop.
That's fantastic.
That's terrific.
Isn't it? Yeah.
And how did the selection process work? So was it the five of you sort of put your names down and said, we'd actually like to take part, or did you have to beat people within your own club?
Yeah, so if you wanted to go, you had to, like, get your name taken down. And then obviously you have to, like, train and show that you're determined. And then we do Irish squad training sessions every month. So a couple months ago we had, like, a training session where we had to fight someone else just to see like if we were ready to go or not, and then like all the coaches in the Ireland team would like pick who they want to go and who's ready to go.
And would you ever have now a pinch me moment and you think, oh my god, I'm going up against all these greats, and you're like, actually no, hang on now, I'm great. Do you know?
Yeah,
like unbelievable. I just can't wait to see the photographs. You've obviously got social media channels and things like that for Waterford Maithai. You'll be putting up updates. So anyone who's listening this morning, all of those updates will be available. There'll be some proud mammies adding photos to that as well, I would say. AJ, grab the mic for me there for a second. Tell me a little bit about you. School, Ian.
St. Paul's.
Gorgeous school, fabulous.
It's not.
That's spoken like a man who has a load of homework today, right? AJ, how long have you been involved?
I'm only coming up to 3 years now in November, so not very long compared to other people in the gym.
Okay, but 3 years to me sounds like a long time. Like, you've obviously come up the ranks fairly fast if you're in this position today, AJ.
Faster than the average person, I suppose.
You enjoy the training and the dedication and...
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. What do you like most about it?
I don't know. To be honest, I actually don't know. Mm. It's just everything as a whole is just amazing, like...
Good crack.
And did you did you ever play soccer or, you know, your typical kind of...
I used to play football, yeah, mm-hmm. soccer. And then my brother was doing Muay Thai, so I decided I want to be like him. So then I joined and then I never went back to football.
Oh.
How old is your brother?
21.
Is he still involved in it?
No.
So you're just going to fly the flag now and say, yeah, I won't stop doing this. John, just to jump back to you for a second. What would be the typical age for people to get involved in Muay Thai? Because, I mean, from 12 and up here would seem quite young to me, but it's obviously not if they're well able to get involved and be successful.
Yeah, we have kids who start from 4 years of age.
We're getting a little closer on that there, please.
From 4 years upwards, but they don't tend to compete until about 7 or 8. Like, at a younger age, because it's full contact, and mm-hmm. they have lots of padding on, don't get me wrong, but at that age, you know, you can hurt little boys and girls quite easy, they get hurt. So from 6 or 7, they'd start fighting. But yeah, the lads, like Leah here, she's trained since she's 6.
Good wow. Lord.
You know, golly.
Oh my gosh.
Here good for years, or sorry, Shay is here good for years as well. Evie, you're here since you're 12, is it? 12 as well, and she's 16 now as well.
And what that does for your confidence, I'd say, is huge.
Yeah, it does.
Do you know, but
a lot of parents said a difference in the kids since they've joined.
Yeah.
The confidence, they just feel so much better in themselves. So it's a big help for kids that way.
Yeah. It's a great way to learn a bit of self-discipline.
It is, but it's nice to have that other option because, you know, absolutely, you've got the likes of camogie, you've got hurling, you've got so many different sports. It's nice to have something a little bit further afield and go, this is a bit different, but you know what, this is great.
Yeah, absolutely. And we don't push kids to go fighting. It's mm-hmm. their own choice. Like, we have lots of kids in the gym who never fight. Mm. They just want to learn some self-defence or get fit or whatever it is.
And that's great too.
Brilliant, yeah. We kind of cater for everyone if we can.
Well, that's fantastic. Evie, just looking at yourself there, pull that mic over to yourself there a little bit. Well done on your...
You made eye contact. That's what happened here, right?
Well done on your silver at the Estonia Open.
Thank you.
That must have been a great moment.
Yeah, it was really good, but I had to pull out of the finals because medical reasons.
Right, yeah. And what do you like most about the whole Muay Thai setup?
I really like fighting because if you get to go to all the competitions and stuff and like meet loads of people, it's just really fun to be all your friends as well.
And as Difna was saying, great for your own confidence too.
Yeah.
And you're obviously... Now, you're in a room full of people who are all staring at you right now, right? There's a mic in front of you and two people you've never met in your life are asking you questions. But you're quite mild, like you're quite softly spoken. Are you just a machine when you go out there and get involved in a fight then? Is it like an alter ego? Mammy's nodding yes and John is saying yes.
Yes. Outside of the tracksuit, you don't turn green or anything. And,
no. Karen, is it Karen? Yeah. Karen, come over here to me. Steal the mic off Evie there for a second. You're nodding furiously. Go on, give me the inside information,
yeah,
Karen.
Yeah, she's not that quite. No, never. It's not in her makeup. But yeah, she does. They all do. It's like a switch goes off when mm-hmm. they go in the ring and they know what they have to do.
Yeah.
And they're all very, very good at it.
And isn't it great to have an interest like that?
Oh, you know,
and a whole team spirit as well, which I think is
100%.
Huge.
They're all like really good friends. They all get on. So when they travel, it is like a little family.
Of course it is.
Like, it's lovely. Mm. It's really,
and you'd have
really
to
nice.
Love it to leave your family behind, I suppose. Yeah. You'd have to love it to head off. And while it's exciting, a little bit daunting, you're very far from home. Would you have any qualms now with Evie heading off, or are you just like a bit of quietness?
No, but I'm going with her.
Ah, good woman, Karen.
I'm more worried about leaving my husband and my son at home while they're only for nearly 2 weeks. They could come back, there could be nothing left standing.
Is there a load of foods frozen now in the
imagine
in
yeah, with
she batched.
Standing with the tin opener in the kitchen and
now
very quiet in the corner. Come over
nobody gets away from here.
Come over here, just say a quick hello here. Yeah, your full name is and who you're connected to.
I am Casey's mum. My name's Laura.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Well, very
Laura,
proud of
you,
them all, Laura.
Are you heading off as well now?
Yeah, I'm also going, yeah.
No, are we the only people who aren't going?
There's a massive contingent.
Well, that's brilliant.
Of us, yeah, between the coaches and the parents. And
how long are you all gone for?
So we'll be there for 11 nights.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so we'll have lots of fights to watch, lots of fun things to do.
Wow.
So we're all really looking forward to it.
Well, that's great. So it's a proper trip outside of the competition as well, and which is fantastic too, yeah.
Obviously, here's now the harder question. Sorry, John, they're going to have to come to you. Mm-hmm. Obviously, can I ask how much this is costing per head, John? So do you have to pay to take part in these championships?
Yeah, well, we are a part of a governing body in Ireland, the Irish Muay Thai Council, and then we pay a subscription to them every year, and they pay a subscription to IFMA, which is the elite Muay Thai association in the world. We're Olympic recognised, and it's been shortlisted for one of the, I think, 2032. So hopefully it gets in. These kids could be at it. Maybe you never know. But it's costing roughly around about €2,000 per athlete going. Mm. That's what we're raising.
Well, I could see that, in terms of 11 days and the trip. And
the lads, like Leah has been there last year, but the rest of the lads haven't, and the parents haven't. But when they get out there, they see they have lots of things on for the kids in the night time.
Yeah.
There's huge, there'll be about 1,400 athletes from around the world from about 150 countries.
Wow.
So it will be huge, and they'll have lots of cultural things on as well for them to do during the day that they're not fighting. There's loads of things on. So
that's lovely.
It's a huge experience.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
But it's a huge undertaking with the money. We have an amazing fundraising committee in the gym. They've done
obviously
wonders.
Yeah.
Two of them are in the room at the moment. So, I didn't say that now again.
Because I was going to ask, if you were part of a club that for some reason just couldn't raise the money, John, is there funding or sponsorship available? Like, there's no government funding, say.
There's no
sporting body funding.
No, we don't get any funding, no, unfortunately.
Would you like to say anything about that, John?
Yeah, we'd love to get some funding. It would be brilliant. Like, the local businesses now have been so good to us. They really have. They're fantastic. Mm. And they've helped so much with everything. Without it, we wouldn't be able to go.
Well,
you know,
you can see the sparkle in the lads this morning and how it obviously has helped them in many great ways in terms of your own confidence and growing up and what have you. And that's a lovely thing. And
it's a massive
thing.
Part
of a community outside of your family as well. That is, and connected to your family, which is a huge thing too, and not something everybody
gets
to do.
No, it's very special.
So.
Like, you're making memories. And,
absolutely.
And hats off to you, John, and to you ladies, because like what you're doing is you're helping young people make memories for life and friends for life, and that's really special.
Everything we make in the gym goes back into sending fighters like these away to these championships. We've been doing it since 2017. And this is, we're still doing it.
Well, listen, we're
creating memories for life.
Yeah.
We're very
show
proud.
Show no signs of slowing down.
No, very proud of you.
Lads, you let us know and keep
you
in
so
touch
much.
With how you're getting on. And fantastic. We'll give you coverage across the bulletins here in WLR.
Thanks so much.
Well done to Waterford Muay Thai, and a pleasure to have you in this morning. Come on, give me an out. Come on, give yourself an out. Well done. Thank you, one and all.